I don't know what we're gonna do. I just started it.
What kind of fucking music is this?
This is just a song I picked. I don't know. We had to change it up.
Oh, true. Yeah. Hey, when are we gonna change the butt seriously to butt for real? Like,
I put it on the Facebook page the best way I could.
I saw that, but like, are you gonna like change it on iTunes and?
I might change it on iTunes. So, hello everybody, it's James and Vibe here with Butt for Real, our new podcast that
episode one.
This is weird because me and Vibe don't really know each other at all. So what's up? How was your week?
You asked me this question on the last episode, but seriously.
I know, but this is but for real. We have a whole new audience,
fresh start. Let's actually be for real on this one.
Let's be for real then. What's new? What's up?
Not much.
Not much?
All I'm going to say is teachers be tripping.
Do you have any tests recently?
I had a math test today.
Math sucks.
Got 100 on it.
I had a math test. I thought I did really well on it, turned it in, and he said, do you want to know your grade? I said, is it bad? And he didn't say anything, so I'm assuming I did pretty bad. So I'm thinking we could use this podcast to get to know each other a little more, seeing as we don't really have any other options since, you know, the incident happened. We don't really have to talk about that too much.
I think this is kind of special because before the last podcast, we had like 5 messages to each other. So this is actually our 4th time talking.
Yeah, you know.
Our 2nd real time talking.
Because we see each other all the time in the school and we say hi, but there's no real deep conversation. Yeah. It pretty much ends right after, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the head nod thing.
It's like the head nod. Yeah. Like I don't think I've seen you at all this year, honestly. This school year, I haven't seen you because you used to come into my 6th period last year. And I'm trying to think of, did we have any, we didn't really have any classes together either. I think we just kind of ran into each other a lot, and that's how we kind of knew of each other.
We were both in student government.
Oh, yeah, we were both in student government. Yeah. What were you? You were like a representative, right?
Yeah, and then I got promoted to executive board, then I got demoted to out of the fucking club.
They demoted you? Would you not come to meetings or whatever?
Some bitter memories, but I don't know. So like the executive meetings, it was run by 2 seniors at the time, and they were like friends, and they like did not tell the other ones, like the lower classmen, about the meetings at all.
Oh.
So they kind of like, I kind of got kicked out because I wasn't informed. Oh. Yeah.
They called you Fireball?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. That's probably how we met them. We met through student government.
Yeah.
Because it would be your freshman year, my sophomore year, and you came in. That was fun. Did you like it at least? Like, they put you on executive board your sophomore year, though, right? So you must have done something, right?
Yeah, I did everything. Right.
So you start out as a rep, right? Yeah. Representative, and then you must have done something. Like, did you do all the work freshman year or something?
I did all the work every year. I still never got my hours for homecoming week. And
no?
I did like half the shit.
So, really?
Yeah.
I donated, they didn't donate, but I went this year to homecoming and I hung up lights in the gym and I said, oh, I need these back, and I still haven't gotten them back yet. They're in a bag somewhere.
They're just organized as hell.
It's fun though, I guess. They're doing a movie in the park and they told us, as seniors, they're like, oh, you can sell tickets, but it's a free event, so I don't know what exactly we're going to be selling tickets for. We don't really have a lot to do.
Are they just going to deny you entrance into a public place?
So, we talked to each other a little bit last week about goals in life, so you want to tell me a little about what you want to do?
I already told you what I want to do. You never told me
what you wanted. I never told you what I wanted to do. What I want to do, I haven't really pinpointed it. I'm going to UNF up in Jacksonville.
Okay.
I'm going to get a degree, or hopefully study communications, and see where that takes me. That's as far as I've gotten right now, just go to college and take that from there.
It's better than the other kid that used to be in Butts here. So what was his name again? Michael?
Mike.
Yeah, that guy. He has no goals in life.
No goals in life. Rest in peace. Yeah. So where do you want to go to school?
I mean, you asked me these.
I don't think I asked you this. I asked you this afterwards.
UF? Yeah.
Yeah. And then study what specifically?
Neuroscience.
Neuroscience?
Yeah.
And then get a doctorate in that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then you said you like investing?
Yeah.
And
I
like
business too.
Business too? Yeah. What got you into business?
I like taking risks, and my parents are business people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Do you own stock in anything right now?
Oh, my dad owns some Apple stocks, but, like, not a substantial amount.
Oh, that's good, though. Those are expensive.
Well, he bought them when they were cheap as hell.
That's probably why. He probably has a lot of
like, they're, like, I don't know how much they are now, but he bought them when they were, like, $50 or, like, less, maybe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're cheap
as
hell.
That's great. I work at Publix, and Publix is employee-owned, so the only way you can buy stock is if you work there, and the stock... I forget how they do it, but, like, they split it every couple of, every, like, year, I think.
So what happens if you get fired or you quit?
You can hold on to the stock still. You have to be, like, a previous employee and stuff. So I'm buying stock right now and just keeping that as a savings thing.
That's good shit.
Yeah. But the medical thing, what got you interested in being neuroscience? Do you like science and math and stuff?
I kind of like science. I kind of like math. It's just, like, I'm Indian, so I was, like, always pushed to do that type of shit.
Really?
Yeah. And...
But you said your parents were into business.
Yeah, but, you know, the business is, like, really risky and shit. And
yeah.
Medicine's, like, stable as hell.
So you want stability. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
So are you good in all subjects? Like, are you history and English? Are you pretty good in those two, or are you stronger in...
Okay, my favorite class is history.
Yeah. You're in U.S. Gov right now, right?
Yeah, U.S. history, not Gov.
Oh, I'm in Gov, you're in history, yeah. Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
And you do IB, like the person who used to be here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Rest in peace.
How's that going? Do you think it's worth it? I mean, you're going into like a medical field, so I feel like it's really worth it for you. But for someone unnamed who doesn't really know what they're going to do, it seems like a waste of time.
Yeah. I remember before he passed, he did really shitty on a presentation.
And, for what class?
In English, which is his quote-unquote God-given... gift. He did really shitty on a presentation, and he started flipping shit.
In class?
No, on Facebook.
Oh, man.
He's, like, rampaging. Let me see if I can see the
just rampaging.
It was funny as hell.
Yeah?
Okay.
What was the presentation on?
It was Heart of Darkness.
Oh, so he just did a really bad job, or did he get it wrong?
He did, like, apparently he did everything right, which pisses him off because he got 75.
Oh.
I got 100, you know.
So what went wrong? Did he do everything?
I don't know. He's not in my class, but, you know, or he wasn't in my class.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So you know how you asked me if I'm glad I did IV?
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind it, but this kid over here.
Yeah, the guy who used to be.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
I'll quote him. There's no way in hell I'm coming back after high school and convincing the poor kids to do IB. There's no incentive whatsoever. You don't even know if you got the fucking diploma until you're in college. And what? I don't think he knows how to, like, message at all. At this point, it got blurry.
He probably did, like, a talk-to-text thing.
Yeah, I don't even... will it help your chances? Will someone that rejected you think, oh shit, he got it well? He doesn't know English. I don't know why he thinks he's good at English. Yeah. Fuck that.
Well, he did do bad on that project.
Yeah, he did shitty. Alright. Let me just skip to a part where I can actually read what he's saying. Now that it's September and he's in another fucking school, it doesn't make sense. There's no way.
He just messaged you like in a drunken rage. He's been like drinking.
It wasn't even me only. It was.
Oh.
It was a Facebook group.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he ranted to like a group of you.
Yeah, and I don't even like associate myself with this group because I have better things to do with my life, and because the title of this group is quote unquote, I don't want to say it, but quote unquote, butt fuck circle.
Oh, God. Why would you want to be in that?
I believe the deceased is the one that named it that, too.
Oh,
so,
the deceased. Rest
I think it has something to do with Jaquanzi, I believe, or Mr.
Kenya. Oh,
Mr. Kenya. Probably.
No one told him yet. Mr. Kenya doesn't know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's going to be
he
mad.
He didn't get a shit, did he?
No. I don't know. Maybe the deceased...
You know, apparently, when you die, you like shit a little, so maybe he'll get the
maybe
he'll get the remaining shit.
It's in his will.
Yeah.
Leave him that.
You know, if he didn't get it, then I know he's gonna go grave digging. So
yeah, he's gonna be taking the
shit.
The bullshit he used to talk about, and now he's gonna take the other shit.
Okay.
Do you drink tea?
Do I drink tea?
I've been starting to drink tea a lot. I've been trying to drink some more tea.
It depends what kind of tea, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't drink the kind that you make out of a tea bag.
No. Sweet tea? Like, sweet tea?
Yeah, like Arizona type shit. Gold Peak, all that stuff.
Some good stuff, man.
Yeah. It gets a little pricey, though, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's, I don't know. I like...
Let me get that.
What the fuck is that? We're recording. Who is that?
Fuck these people.
Hey, man. I was wondering if I could
tell
the juice.
Oh, shit. Who is that?
Nobody.
No?
Nobody.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, God.
I guess there's like a ghost or something.
I'll just cut this out. I'll just edit this out.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, man.
What's up with this ghost?
Let me go let him in, I guess. They're pretty persistent. Yeah. Oh, God, Mike. What are you doing here? Oh, my God. Ow,
Josh,
ow!
All your friends. Josh. No, not the twine.
Why the fuck did you bring Josh?
No.
He's angry and Mexican and he's beating the shit out of Vipo. Josh.
Josh, is it weird that it feels good?
But For Real is experiencing technical difficulties and will return in a few short moments.
You like that, boy?
Mike, you can't just come in here
whenever... What the fuck, man?
You left.
You replaced me?
I didn't replace you. I had no
You kicked me off of our podcast.
What? I mean... What was I supposed to do? You didn't answer my calls. You didn't answer my texts. I came to your house, stood outside with a boombox over my shoulder, played our song, the late night theme from Seriously with James and Mike, and you didn't come outside once. That's right. Cry. I did everything for you.
Look what he's doing to Vibo.
I know. I don't know what I'm supposed to... Oh, God. Is he dead?
Fuck you! This is what we're talking about!
I'm like, Vibo's dead! He's your friend! And he's dead!
Fuck Vibo! He replaced me!
Oh my God. Okay, sit down. Let's talk. Let's just talk about...
How are we gonna fucking control him now?
You just said, let's not talk about that!
He's fucking wigging out, man! He's fucking...
I'm not getting on a chair.
Get on the goddamn chair.
I'm not gonna get on
the fucking chair, James.
Oh my God, okay. Mike, don't let him time you out.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, hey, But Seriously fans, I'm back to give you guys another episode. I'm here with my friends Josh Rodriguez and Lasha Lowe.
Okay.
Are you good back there, Lasha?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. You got James tied up there still?
Fucking whip him, Lasha, fucking whip him, please. Shut the fuck up, James.
So, how you been, Josh? You did an excellent job with Vibe over there, by the way.
He's fucking dead, dude.
He's actually dead?
Yeah, dude, he's fucking dead.
Well, where'd you put him?
Don't worry about that shit, man. He's in the trunk of my car. Don't worry about that shit.
Alright.
Yeah, dude. He didn't tell me what the fuck to do with him. He just said, go in there and beat the shit out of him. I beat him to a fucking pulp. You see the fucking blood over there?
Pool of blood over there.
Yeah, dude, go swimming.
That was a joke, by the way. There's no pool of blood. We didn't beat up Vibo. It's fine.
No, we're dead fucking serious.
Hey, stop.
Okay. Shut the fuck up! Shut up!
So, I have to say, welcome to the podcast. Welcome, Lasha.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I heard you wanted to be on before. I would have gotten you on sooner, but I had some issues with... It's all taken care of now.
Sir... Shut the fuck up.
Can you fucking whip him, Lasha?
You fucking pussy.
Oh, my God. Just okay.
James, I swear to God. You talk one more time. I'll punch you right in the face.
Fucking shut up. Just fucking punch him. Punch him. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Fucking. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
punch right in your fart box, I swear to God.
Okay. All right. I think he's done.
Okay.
All right. Well, are you a fan of the show?
Yeah, dude. It's fucking great. I love this shit, man. It's funny. It's weird.
It's funny. It's funny when I'm on.
Yeah.
I don't know about the. I haven't. Would you shut the fuck up?
Shut your fucking whore mouth.
You did this to yourself.
No.
You. You kicked me off of my own podcast and put Vibo in.
I'm sorry.
I don't fucking care if you're... I'm trying to conduct an interview. I'll deal with you later.
How the fuck are you going to do somebody else now?
Jesus.
How are you going to...
So how was Vibo's asshole?
Oh, it was...
Did I'm just curious. Did you insert your penis into his asshole while you're being...
No penis in asshole interaction. It was really just, you know... Had to really get the punch in. I started playing with him like a puppet.
The punch in? Did he punch him in the asshole?
Yeah, man. Like, honestly, I pulled out, and I'm gonna be honest now. I had his intestines and
oh god,
and shit, and it was a little gross.
I saw a few glimpses of him over there while you were beating him to shit, but
well, I mean, if you look in the corner, I mean, you still see a piece of him. I think that's his toe.
Yeah, I see that little brown piece on the wall. Are you sure that could be shit? But.
I don't know. It's the same damn color. It's the same damn thing. I really don't care.
So, I am happy that I have my podcast back.
I'm glad for you. And how have you been? How have you been?
I've been fine. I've been a little sad, to be honest with you. Listening to the old podcast that fucking this asshole put up a little while ago. I just remember the good old days, you know?
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you really gotta... I'm gonna be honest. You gotta man the fuck up.
Me?
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Am I? You think I'm a pussy?
I think you're a little bit. Shut the fuck up, James.
Those are not shorts.
We did that. We did what we just did together. We beat them up together.
You brought the fucking Asian in to do the explosive with you. You sat behind the door. You argued with James, and I beat the fuck out of everyone.
Well, I'm the host.
And I killed the fucking.
I'm the host. I'm not supposed to get beat. Would you shut the fuck up?
He tied me to the. I'm not.
Hey, take your gag out of your mouth one more time. I'll put something else in there.
That was good. I gotta say.
Hey man, what can I say? Joke, man.
Would you I don't understand.
No.
It's your own fault. He's using his own hand as a gag.
All right. Now that he's using
his own hand as a gag. No wonder he's still able to talk. Jesus Christ.
I'm pretty sure the guy's traumatized.
Why are you doing this to yourself,
Michael? Hey, Mike. It's okay. He's pretty traumatized right now. I think he's okay.
Well,
I think he'll stay quiet.
It's kind of hard to start a show after this, I must say.
I mean, honestly, being through the things that I've been through, I just fucking killed a guy, and...
Well, have you killed anybody else, or is that a first for you?
I mean, I beat the shit out of people, just I've never killed somebody.
Well,
is
the fist up the asshole thing the first, or no?
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
No, actually...
But the first probably for, like, an Indian, right?
Yeah, definitely. I really like, you know, white guys are the best,
cause... Native American or India the country?
James, thank you for the input, but please shut the fuck up. But yeah, I mean, white guys are the best, because, you know, you start playing like a puppet, and it's like Pinocchio.
Yeah.
You start playing like a puppet and everything, except the only best, the best part is, you know, you lie, and the nose doesn't grow or anything, but you know, I actually...
And they bleed all over your hand, and...
Well, I mean, I don't worry about that too much, because, actually, the last white guy that I did that to, I went to a Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Yeah.
And I got the brand new 2015 model, and he said my credit score was like 980, and I was like, hey.
Is 980 good?
No, 980. It was fucking fantastic. He gave me that shit like right off the lot, like for free. I was like, okay.
So is that the trunk that Vibo's in right now?
Oh, no. He's in my Honda Civic.
Oh.
My 95. That's my credit. I used, I think the guy's name was Walter.
You think you're going to drive that off a bridge? Or I mean, we're going to have to clean this mess up after we're done.
Don't worry, I'll call my aunt. She's got some... She runs a cleaning business, you know. I'm Puerto Rican and everything. I mean, has her own cleaning business. So does my stepdad, actually.
What?
It,
are you okay?
Lasha, what the fuck?
Do you want... Lasha, go back to your book.
Lasha, go back to Fairyland, okay?
Ooh, I don't know. Was that a gay thing? Or was
no,
that
didn't
just
see
a...
his fucking book?
Oh, yeah, that's true. It is. Go back to Fairyland. That's the name of the book. So.
You know, dude, I really miss actually just having a conversation with you because, you know, Odyssey of the Mind that year, that was fun. 2 years ago, that was hella fun.
Yeah, that was not that fun.
Alright, maybe it wasn't so fun for
that's
you.
That's where I met you and James again, like, for the second
time. Yeah. For actual, like conversing.
We, like, had to talk before, because we, like... Yeah, you and I knew each other in elementary school.
Yeah, but that was kind of like, when two parents get together and they're like, oh, hey...
Yeah, they like make us hang out.
Your kids are gonna have a play date.
Well, I liked you, but I could tell pretty soon that you told your mom, why do I have to hang out with this fucking kid with the helmet? So it was like,
I mean, I didn't mind the helmet. I enjoyed hitting the fuck out of you with the baseball bat sometimes.
Yeah, that's probably why I had to wear the helmet a lot of times I hung out with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think your mom gave you a bigger helmet when you hung out with me because that.
Yeah, more.
I almost broke the first one. I'm sorry about that too.
It's fine. I think I've recovered for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, you don't look so sad all the time now. I don't know why the fuck he called you sad eyes earlier. He's a fucking pussy for doing so. I'm sorry about that. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Jesus fucking Christ. I go through all this fucking work, and I try to get him all beat up and good and get my podcast back, and he still won't shut the fuck up. We're trying to talk about OM, okay?
James, you would think after you saw your fucking replacement co-host get killed.
He can, like, do the same to you.
Brutally fucking murdered. And James, you're white, so you have good credit, so I might just use you as
a... Mom!
Don't call your fucking mom.
Okay,
fucking do it to your house.
So, OM, we'll just try to ignore him for right now.
Well, I don't even know if the people actually know what Odyssey of the Mind is.
It's a thing.
It's a thing with people and they're weird people.
It's creativity. Creativity.
No, they're weird.
Oh, you did it too,
yeah,
Lasha.
Yeah, I did OM before. It's...
Yeah,
did,
dude. They
did
say
you
it's for...
your book? Why do you not talk?
I mean, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He wants to input when he wants to input, but I really think that people in Odyssey of the Mind use the word creativity to nicely say that these are a bunch of fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
Who just don't have the money
really
to go to fucking
cute.
Comic-Con. And they're, like, making their own shit.
We have to raise our own money.
James, you can talk now, am I right?
Yeah, you're totally right.
No, shut the fuck up!
I said you can fucking talk!
You had a good point!
Oh, God, this is going... A train wreck.
Why didn't you invite him on the podcast?
Can you just shut up for a second? We only had 15 episodes before you kicked me fucking off. And I think this episode is pretty much done. It's been 22 minutes. I don't know, Lasha, Josh, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, just don't do OM.
Yeah, dude, unless you like weird fucking people and like the really, not goth, but like the people that are in the corner, you know, reading a book with their thumb up their ass, don't do Odyssey of the Mind.
Don't
it's
do
fucking
it.
Weird.
Is that what Lasha's doing?
Even...
Lasha doesn't have his thumb up his ass. It's fucking butter finger.
There's a difference.
James, why the fuck did you take off your gas?
Oh, God, all right. I think I'm going to play the music without arguing. Oh, Christ.
Mike, can I come back on the show?
Shut the fuck up, James.
Jesus Christ, how do I fucking add the music on there? No. It's not even on yet, you fucking asshole.
Sorry, you don't know how to do any of the technical stuff. You tied me up.
All right. I got it now. Okay?
Okay.
Michael, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Go and tie him.
Fucking Christ.
James, don't fucking speak while we're tying. We're being nice. Can you not do
this?
What the fuck? What the fuck, James? You not know how to untie the knot, or do you want me to do it?
All right. So, can I... I'm not gonna die if I undo the fucking...
No, but I told you can't fucking talk.
I'm tying you back up.
Follow me on Twitter at James.awesome.
Hey!